The emergence of bike sharing looks set to spark a cycling revival in Sydney, but there remain some serious concerns over the city's ability to handle a resurgence of the two-wheel variety. While bike sharing companies like O-Bike and Redigo have flooded Sydney streets with two wheels, cycling has long been on the decline in New South Wales. An August survey from the Australian Bicycle Council found participation levels nationally had dropped by 6.1% between 2011 and 2017, with New South Wales experiencing the lowest levels of overall participation. Dr. Claudine Mathieu, research principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures, is optimistic about bike sharing's potential to turn cycling participation around, but concedes it does face a few challenges in Sydney.
What we're seeing now with these new entries is a for-profit, a business-orientated bike share scheme being put out. And that's exciting that people think that that's worthwhile. But I think based on some of the experiences in China and Melbourne more recently, we can see that there's going to be some challenges from a cluttering perspective.
With Sydney named the congestion capital of Australasia at the beginning of 2017 after an Austroads report, Dr. Mathieu believes cycling will increasingly be seen as an ideal alternative to driving.
It might be the stressful circumstances of Sydney's congestion might actually push cycling to become more popular.
With all eyes on the road, however, a lack of proper cycling infrastructure is a key concern for President of Bike Sydney, David Barella, who is worried about the impact it could have for first-time cyclists who adopt bike sharing.
Bike sharing in particular, it's bringing on a lot of would-be and new riders, and they will have to navigate their way around the city for the first time. So a lot of people will get on the bike, for example, and they sort of expect that they'll just be guided by the city, by tracks and signage and so on. And they're going to find that it's not quite that obvious. So, we all need to improve on that. So what we need is infrastructure that just makes it so obvious for people as to where to go. They do need that first experience to be positive. And so that's what's at risk here, that is if the cycling experience or ride is sort of as good as its weakest link, if you're all on a greenway path but for 10, 15% of that ride where you have to transverse big roads, well, that's what's going to define their experience, and they can get spooked by having to ride with traffic. So we really need to find that bridging infrastructure.
Despite David's concerns, Marge Prendergast, Coordinator General of Transport New South Wales, believes Sydney is ready for a cycling resurgence.
Yeah, we think we can handle it. Like, cycling's really important to us. You know, it's a really good mode of transport, it's inexpensive, it's convenient, and it can improve your health. I suppose the thing for us is we just want to monitor the operations of it. And, the things we're looking at is, are these bikes being parked in places that are, make it difficult for pedestrians and stuff. But you know what? The companies are really proactive and they're working with us, and we haven't seen any issues to date.
With Australia's largest ever transport infrastructure project, WestConnex, scheduled for a 2023 completion, David is adamant such developments need to give more thought to cycling infrastructure.
People just put down a development idea and go ahead and build it. And then after the fact, I think, well, we could have built a bridge or a path or some bike parking at the front of that house or whatever. So that's it. We need to integrate. We need to better combine the transport and the planning functions to get them integrated.
The Journal of Transport and Health, in fact, recently ran an extensive study of cycling habits across inner Sydney and found a distinct correlation between improved participation and the development of proper infrastructure. The recently completed Subiaco Creek Link in Parramatta, which connects Western Sydney University with the CBD, is one example of a renewed emphasis on cycling infrastructure, with Marge stressing just how important cycling is to the future of New South Wales transport.
I know cycling in Sydney is traditionally seen as difficult, but we really are trying to break the culture. Cycling is part of the transport solution. And, at Transport for New South Wales, we really are trying to promote active transport. It will help us with congestion. I mean, it's such a great way to get to work and obviously it's important recreationally, but it is a really valid mode to get to work. And, our active transport program has included like a $62 million boost in the latest budget. And we're looking at about 150 different walking and cycling projects. And, we have been building more and more cycleways, and that's together with councils. Councils are really proactive with active transport too. And, it's a really legitimate way, and we want more and more of it in Sydney.
While seen by some as a transport solution, cycling is set to face a crash course on just how viable it is, as bike sharing puts more and more two wheels on Sydney streets.